Good morning, beloved, and welcome to this episode of the 5-Minute Journey, where we're able to begin our mornings together in reading God's Word. Today, we're going to be reading Exodus chapter 4, verses 18 through 31. And here, we find Moses returns to Egypt, taking with him his wife and sons. Aaron meets Moses in the desert, and together they return to Egypt to confront the king. Aaron gathers the Israelite leaders and tells them everything the Lord has said to Moses. And God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 4, beginning at verse 18. Then Moses went back to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, "Please let me go back to my relatives in Egypt to see if they're still alive." And Jethro agreed and told him goodbye. While Moses was still in Midian, the Lord said to him, "Go back to Egypt, for all those who wanted to kill you are dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons and put them on a donkey and set out with them for Egypt, carrying the walking stick that God had told him to take. Again, the Lord said to Moses, "Now that you are going back to Egypt, be sure to perform before the king all the miracles which I have given you the power to do. But I will make the king stubborn, and he will not let the people go. Then you must tell him that I, the Lord, says, 'Israel is my firstborn son. I told you to let my son go so that he might worship me. But you refused. Now I'm going to kill your firstborn son.'" At a camping place on the way to Egypt, the Lord met Moses and tried to kill him. Then Zipporah, his wife, took a stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and touched Moses' feet with it. "Because of the rite of circumcision," she said to Moses, "you are a husband of blood to me." So the Lord spared Moses' life. Meanwhile, the Lord had said to Aaron, "Go into the desert to meet Moses." So he went to him at the holy mountain, and when he met him, he kissed him. Then Moses told Aaron everything that the Lord had said when he told him to return to Egypt. He also told him about the miracles which God had ordered him to perform. So Moses and Aaron went to Egypt and gathered all the Israelite leaders together. Aaron told them everything that the Lord had said to Moses, and then Moses performed all the miracles in front of the people. They believed, and when they heard that the Lord had come to them and had seen how they were being treated cruelly, they bowed down and worshipped. Well, today's key verse is Exodus chapter 4, verse 21, where it says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Now that you are going back to Egypt, be sure to perform before the king all the miracles that I have given you the power to do.'" And so again, God is making certain that Moses realizes that he's not on his own here. He's not being required to perform miracles before Pharaoh, that it is only Moses' responsibility to do what God has shown him how to do. It is God that is leading the captivity into freedom. It's not Moses. And so let's make sure that when we're living the Christian life, that those around us see is we're not doing this because of, you know, God's children. It's our responsibility to do these great things. No, it is our responsibility to live a life that brings glory and honor to Jesus and to let God show his glory through us. Amen. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are supreme over all creation. Your steadfast presence and faithfulness revive my spirit each day. I praise you for all your mighty deeds. Amen. Well, this brings this hour together, these 5 minutes together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Exodus chapter 5, 1 through 21, where Moses and Aaron go before the king of Egypt. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you is my prayer.